Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
You're never going to walk in a room and not know Keon's in there, separate of his size. Keon was one of the 30 we brought in, and so the three of us, along with our scouts, we're in draft meetings all through the day, but we'll meet with these players during our lunch hour. We'll bring them over kind of one at a time at our table, spend a good 15, 20 minutes with each player while they're here, and you get to know them. And so while they're not with us, they're with other parts of our staff, strength staff, trainers, coaches, whatever. So when we walk into the lunchroom, you can just hear a voice above everyone, and you walk in, and it's, of course, it's Keon.
Bills GM Brandon Bean on their newest weapon, Keon Coleman. Jeremy and Joe, good Monday morning. Beautiful day on tap. Up to about 70 today, and the week looks really nice. So that's cool. Nice to have spring here. It's also Derby week, Joe. That's always exciting. High of 73 today. Joining us on the Wester Hotline, afternoon show host Mike Shope. Simply because I thought, I was getting ready for the show yesterday, I thought, I want to talk about the trade up, trade down stuff. I'd like to talk about it with Mike.
Wait, we're not talking about Ray Davis's, where he'll go in dynasty drafts?
That might be a little bit later. But Mike, good morning. I've been listening, of course, throughout this whole draft process, and I wanted to just chat about trading up and trading down.
I'm here for it. This is the earliest I've ever been up, but I'm fine.
Congratulations. Well, that's nice, let me tell you. It kind of stems from this. Like, Bean talked yesterday and said about the Cole Bishop selection that they would have traded up for him. And I'm kind of caught. Like, do we give the Bills credit for trading down, given that they did not add picks? They just traded down in the name of trading up, right? From the fourth to the third and the fifth to the fourth, and here they're ready to trade up again for Cole Bishop. They ultimately didn't have to do that. So where does the draft trade chatter go to when you do trade down, but really only in the interest of trading up?
Well, it's an interesting way to put it. I mean, of course, the later you get, the less important it is. You know, like the picks on Saturday, we talk a lot or hear a lot about, oh, you have all these picks on Saturday, so just trade up, you know, throw in a couple of fifths. Like, nobody's really doing that substantially. Secondly, I would say they didn't make the trade up for Bishop. And it's not to say that Bean doesn't mean it when he says it, but it's different than doing it. And it's often what you hear every year about almost every important pick is, oh, we wanted him so badly, we would have gone up for him. Now, the Bills can't get away with that with Keon Coleman, obviously, but you know, it's why you've called me. Like, I think that kind of tactic, what they did on their way to Coleman, is preferable, especially when it's a year where everybody seems to agree that there are even a dozen or so receivers all kind of in the same class. So, you know, I think they did well. I would have been excited for one more, because one of the more subtle advantages of the second trade they made Thursday night would be to have all day Friday where you're next. And that should be pretty good negotiating leverage. But there wasn't another trade there, and I wonder if the Bills were sort of like, all right, you know, that's enough. if they had a trade they might have liked to do, because not ever knowing who goes where, Coleman is somebody that was not everybody's favorite prospect. You know, McConkie was generally consensus higher rated. And maybe so was Troy Franklin, who went when? Saturday?
No.
So you never know.
Yeah. And very different style, very different mold, Ladd McConkie versus Keon Coleman. McConkie is a not small, but it's definitely a smaller and speedier receiver that gets open all the time. McConkie might have been the best separator in this class of the second tier guys. And here's Coleman, who is not a good separator, but we do have some NFL players that are able to work this way.
Yeah, we'll see, right? I mean, the more I read about Coleman, the more people seem to think he's a slot receiver, and I don't know, like, that's not exactly perfect for what the Bills needed, but nobody was perfect down there. I didn't like Thomas or Leggett or even Mitchell that much myself. So they've got a job to do, right? We all know it. I kind of thought we would get one more over the course of the weekend, and there were players who, like Tez Walker to Saturday, you know, there were interesting names, Javon Baker. They didn't last until the Bills' fourth-round pick, but again, to the point about moving around in the draft, I guess I would have said on Friday that I thought they had a design on their way to a second receiver here, you know, helping them to justify not spending a first-round pick on one in an offseason where they've traded Diggs.
You had been on yards per route run as one of the predictive stats maybe that you liked a lot. And I'll confess to not knowing where Coleman came in on yards per route run.
I don't know either.
Okay.
I got it in my head that Thomas, let's look up Scott Barrett for this, because that's the chart we want. Or it might be. Thomas and Mitchell were like on a list of picks. If they were to go in the first two rounds, which they both did, that like you couldn't find in the last 10 years or so, you couldn't find one name that had a good career. So it was a little bit more nuanced because they were both on outstanding teams with fellow, even twice in terms of Mitchell, fellow highly rated prospects. But for me, it was a deal breaker.
Yeah. Coleman, I'm trying to find that right now too. The only Mitchell, I was off him completely because of the combination of the number stuff and just if there was any extracurricular or whatever, like attitude things in addition. The thing with Thomas I always wanted to defend is he got hit in some of those numbers because he played more as a freshman than almost any of these guys. Like, he had a higher yards per route run than Marvin Harrison Jr. did as a freshman, but he played triple the snaps, so his number came down a lot higher. But that's not to say he was as good as Harrison in that final year. I don't know. I saw that as a difference between Thomas and Mitchell, though.
That's fine. I mean, there were so many, you guys know as well as anybody, you had more of these conversations probably about these players than anybody, maybe even including Brandon Bean. So there was always a back and forth and ebb and flow on players. None of them was perfect. We thought maybe the consensus was the top three guys came pretty close. The only thing I felt comfortable predicting Friday was that whoever the Bills receiver would be, we would hear about how Josh Allen wanted him.
We did hear that.
We did.
We did.
So that's Mahomes and Rashee Rice. That's C.J. Stroud and Tank Dell. That's Allen and Kincaid, who immediately after sort of kind of cutely mentioning that back a week or two ago, came right back with, but you know, I'm not really making the picks or whatever he said after that. I think he sensed that it sounded like that. So did that come as any surprise to hear that like Allen endorsed it, if that's not even strong enough a word?
Yeah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Landing spots in Dynasty. Mike, let's do a little bit of that because, you know, we're all fantasy football players.
Okay.
Were there any good running back landing spots?
I have never really liked Kyren Williams, so Corum to the Rams is pretty good as I see it, but Williams is there and was one of the most productive backs in the league, so I doubt he just replaces him. I think Davis is way up there. I mean, Brooks is good, Carolina, okay. Benson is good. James Conner is still there, eventually, okay. But for this year, I don't know. And Davis probably, likewise for this year, is there's not a super high ceiling, but I have just really liked him the whole process here. He's definitely the right sort of body type to complement who they have, and it wasn't until the fourth round, so I don't have that problem like I've had for however many years in a row, or maybe until last year where they drafted running backs on day two. So I think he's really interesting. I have always bet against Cook in fantasy, and one of my reasons is that for the kind of workload you're going to need on a team where the quarterback vultures all the touchdowns and he's not, you know, the guy, he's not a prototype goal line back himself anyway, like the size makes me wonder about how well he'll hold up. But that has not been a problem. Like, he has been durable for them consistently. And so you never know with injuries. It doesn't mean that he will be again, but based on his size, like, he's, to me, he's not the running back, the typical three down running back you have in your head that just can, if anybody can anymore, hold up to all the beatings. So I feel like Davis will probably have a role, and they say he's a good pass catcher, and Cook wasn't always great at that.
Right.
So I like the player a lot. I think the landing spot is, you know, close to perfect for a guy picked in round four.
Fourth, also, it's not like nothing. It's not sixth or seventh, even. Like, they've spent seconds and thirds, so it might feel like it's not as much as they've normally spent. But for a lot of teams, a fourth round pick's about as high as you ever go for running back.
Yeah, and you know that this was a class everybody agreed didn't warrant. Wasn't too much conversation about running backs in the first round this year. Like, nobody got there. And then you started to see a couple go on Friday. But, you know, round four, a team with extra picks like the Bills had, I have no argument at all with doing it when they did. And, again, neither with the player they picked.
What I really wanted for fantasy was Dallas. Like, Benson or Corum or – like, did they even pick one? I don't – like, even through the whole draft? I don't even think they picked one.
No. No, they signed Zeke.
So – there we go. Zeke.
That was incredible that Dallas didn't pick a running back. And they were, you know, talking about it. Like McCarthy, that organization, that table, it's got to be the most entertaining, you know. Well, I mean, if you're sort of like us, even yeah. you lean a little sarcastic, you know, you wouldn't want to be a fan listening to those guys describe their process. I mean, didn't Jerry Jones say they picked 24th because they were the NFL's 24th best team?
Yep, yep. Did Coleman, by the way, him in Dynasty, I got his yards per route run. I mean, he's down there with Thomas and Mitchell. Like, he's not Uh-oh. He's not too different. So I don't know if that, you know, is going to be a deal breaker Uh-oh. for first round Dynasty, but I think he's probably going first round.
I think he's probably going first round, even arguably in Superflex. Superflex has five, if not six, quarterbacks that will go in the first round, and redraft might have one or two, maybe more. But those receivers, that's the challenge of it. It's a lot of guesswork, but Worthy and Mitchell and McConkey, you know, I think even guys like Baker and Walker, who went on Saturday, have wide receiver two potential on their teams like right away. So there are lots of options. It's fun. I'm starting today.
You got a starting today. You have a draft?
First of about 14 dynasty leagues. The draft started an hour ago.
Oh, very nice.
Let's go.
Beautiful.
Here's another tweet. I'm now in Coleman YPRR Twitter. Coleman versus Johnny Wilson in the same offense. Johnny Wilson went to the Eagles.
Yeah.
Receiver in like the third or
He's
fourth
the
round.
He's the 6'7" guy.
Yeah. In the same offense last year, Coleman 1.7 yards per route run, Wilson 2.4. So, Uh-oh. Yeah.
All right.
Well, what does Allen think, though? That's what really matters.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.